A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We have the privilege of starting the new Perek, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, 36b, pagination page 72 in Shabbos, regarding cooking on Shabbos. So to introduce this topic, it's important to recognize that in the time of the Mishnah, they had three basic types of ovens. The Kira, which is the name of our perek, was an oven which had place on top of it for two pots. There also was something called a Tanur, which was created like a triangle, so that the base had a lot of area for the firewood, and it would get narrower towards the top, which provided an enormous amount of heat to one pot, which was on the top. And there was also a kupach, another type of oven, which was square, but only had room for one pot on the top, so it was more than a kira, but not quite as creative in its heat as a tanur was. We're dealing with the kira, again, a regular-looking stovetop, which has room for two pots on the top, and we're going to compare our stoves and ovens to the kira. Now, the halacha here is, obviously, you can't do cooking on Shabbos, but the question here is, if the item was either fully cooked, or if the item is being left on the stove top to cook on its own, so that I'm not putting it up to cook on Shabbos, am I allowed to simply leave it there? And in Hebrew, the terms that are under discussion are called shehiya, which means to simply leave something in place, and chazora, which means something that was on the fire, to be allowed to put it back. Now, generally, these two things are restricted. Both shehiya, leaving something up to cook, because we're worried that you're going to adjust the coals, and chazara, because we're worried that you're going to put something back, it'll look like mevashel, like you're putting something fresh onto the fire. However, if something was done to make it clear that this fire is no longer a cooking fire, then it would be permitted. And so the Mishnah tells us, we're on Lamed Vav Amud Beis 36b, pagination page 72 in Shabbos, Kira, this oven, she'esiku bikashu v'gavava, that they used fuel in it of different types of straw. Nostim aleo tavshil, you're allowed to put a food to cook before Shabbos, because straw is not a significant heat source, and we're not worried that you're going to adjust it on Shabbos. However, begefes uve eitzim, which is the case that we're concerned of, which is wood, or the pulp left over after a fruit is pressed, a very high source of heat. Lo yitin ad sheyigrof o ad sheyitin es ha'efer. You need to do an act which lowers the heat and makes it clear that you're not using this for cooking anymore. So what we're telling you to do is either put the coals, adjust them in a way that cools them down, or throw ash on top of it so that it limits its heat. In our time, we use the blech as this method of declaration, of making it clear that it's not intended to be used as a cooking source anymore. Now, just to be aware, there are some people who, in an inventive mood, realized that they could use the blef to spread heat over the different burners, and as a result, it's actually very good for cooking, and during the week, they might put up a stew and a pea soup and some potatoes to cook, and they just turn on one burner, and they figure it's like a crock pot, it's a slow cooker. And that's actually a problem, because we finally found a solution for us that's nice and clean in our stovetops to put the blech on and be able to declare this is not used for cooking, and suddenly someone comes ahead and undoes that concept. It's not a correct use during the week to use it for actual cooking. The Mishnah also says that in addition to shehiyah, which is what we just mentioned, which is leaving it to cook, so there's also, if you look at the end of the Mishnah, the issue of machzirim, of whether you're allowed to put something back to the open flame. And here also, there's an issue that you have to do something to the fire so that it's clear, as Rashi words it, that it shouldn't be mechzi kimevashel, that it looks like you're cooking. In this case, what we look to do is what's called a double burner. We leave a pot of water from before Shabbos, which has water in it, the pot that has water in it, and we put dry food so that there's no issue of cooking according to halacha. It's only the case, it's only the problem of rabbinically that it looks like cooking. So it's dry, fully cooked food, but it happens to be cold and we want to warm it. So we pull it from the fridge like chicken or kugel, and we put it above this water pot. And in this way, we steam it, we heat it in a way that it'll be warm, but there's absolutely no cooking going on, and therefore it's not mechzi kimevashel, it doesn't appear to be cooking. There's an interesting solution which is on the market, which is significantly debated, and that's the kedera blech, as they call it, in which instead of requiring a double boiler, they actually made the blech as a container, so that it's, let's say, 1 inch in height, and it has a thin piece of metal on each side so that it's actually waterproof. You pour water into this kedera blech, and then seal it up, I guess, and you put this on the fire so that the water inside is constantly warming, steaming, and they hold that you don't have to use a double boiler anymore, because this kedera blech, by definition, is a double boiler. It has the blech on the very bottom, then it has water on top of that blech, and it has a piece of metal above it, which is the equivalent of a second pot. The problem with that, and the reason it's debated, despite its hechsherim, is because the reason you're doing a double boiler is that it should not be mechzi kimevashel. It should not appear like it is cooking. And this kedera blech is so good that it looks like a regular blech. And therefore some hold that it is still mechzi kimevashel. And they want you to do something that actually looks unusual, like the double boiler, in order to allow putting things on it on Shabbos morning. Now, also regarding the blech, is that in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Mishnah, agitating the coals was the obvious way to make it clear that you're not going to use this fire anymore for cooking, and it limited the heat. In our time, though, we control the fire, not from the fire itself, but rather from the knobs. And we turn to the poskim to ask, what is it that we have to cover in order to limit the heat and declare that we're not going to be adjusting the flame in order to make the food cook better? Again, shehiyah was that you shouldn't put food onto the fire before Shabbos in a way that you might adjust the flame. Shema Yechata, adjust the flame on Shabbos. So, as a general rule, the poskim say that we don't change the takana of Chazal, and Chazal said cover the fire, and that's what we require. In addition, it is proper to make some sort of mark on the knobs, but that's in addition. That's more of a logical thing. That's not the original gzeira. The original gzeira is that the heat source has to be covered. So some people pull off the knobs, some people put a piece of tape over the knobs, but again, the actual requirement is that you cover the heat source. In the case of a cholent pot that's in a crock pot, for example, or a hot plate if you hold that it needs a blech, so even though there's no fire, wherever the heat source is, that's where we put the blech. And generally, we put a few levels of tin foil, or in the case of a hot plate, if you want to use a blech, an inverted cookie sheet, put it there, and the heat is still sufficient to do whatever warming you need to do, but that would be your blech in the case of a hot plate if you do, in fact, need a blech. In the case of an urn, for example, a hot water urn, so because there's only one setting on, it's either on or off, so then we don't have to be concerned that you're going to adjust it, and in that case, you're actually allowed to fill the water urn right before Shabbos if need be, plug it in, turn it on, and leave it go, because there's nothing that can be adjusted to increase its heat. And it's very clear that you're going to wait, similar to throwing a raw piece of meat into a stew right before Shabbos, which makes it clear that you're waiting for morning and there's no fear of adjusting it. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.